third album for Sport Fishing, it was the only one of our albums that we went into a studio and recorded an album from beginning to end in one studio, in one sort of like group of sessions. So that one was different in that way. We were in, you know, a big kind of expensive studio, Chicago Recording Company in Chicago. And we had just finished a 6-week tour. So we were like really kind of at our best in terms of tightness and playing abilities. So it was a great time to do it. And, you know, we were just always kind of pushing ourselves sort of further, and kind of the arrangements on that album, I think, have a lot of that going on.
What was it like working with Steve Albini on this record? Did you all get along? Was it oil and water? What was the situation like?
No, it was great. We had been in the studio with him a couple of times before. He had a home studio in his house, and we'd gone there to record just like a few like tracks for singles or something for a compilation. And it wasn't really a test. It was more because that was what his studio was, and that was where we went. And it was just like short things. That was pretty common for us at that time to do like short sessions, because we were quite often working on singles or just like projects that required, you know, a sort of small grouping of songs. But we got along great with him. I remember when one of the times that we recorded in his house was U.S. Thanksgiving. We arrived to find out not only that Steve is a gourmet cook, but had made us a fabulous Thanksgiving spread with, like, you know, turkey and the whole shebang. So, you know, we got along really well with him. We hit it off from the beginning, and we were kind of fans of each other. You know, we had heard from an interview that he had done that he liked us, and we were fans of a lot of his stuff. Like, it was kind of before, I don't think he'd done like too many like big records. I don't think he'd done the Nirvana album hadn't happened yet, and yeah. I don't know if he'd done Pixies or whatever, but, you know, so we know, mostly knew him from